Now, Psalm 53 is the same as Psalm 14 as far as the translation is concerned. But there's something very interesting about this psalm here. It begins, "The fool hath said in his heart," that's the insane man, "there is no God, corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity, there is none that doeth good." Now, the Antichrist will be an atheist. And this psalm here is called a Maalath, and it's in sorrow and sickness. It corresponds to the mournful conditions of the last days when Antichrist is ruling. He is, of course, an atheist. Now, the thing that's different is back in Psalm 14 that seems to be identical, yet it's not. We find that Jehovah is used four times and Elohim three times. But here in the 53rd Psalm, Elohim is used seven times. And somebody says, well, what do you make of that? Well, Elohim is God's name as Creator. And where is it today that the atheist is denying God? Where is it that it's breaking through? It's relative to creation. God's revelation, the Word of God, it's denied. And no longer is the Bible considered trustworthy, infallible, inerrant revelation of God to us. And the first chapters of Genesis are being branded as folklore and myth. Today, even men that say that they are believers, evolution is adopted today as the explanation for the origin of all things. Why, many years ago, an outstanding educator in this country is president of one of the largest universities. He says, we no longer take anything for granted, not even the existence of God. Now, this is the spirit of Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son, you'll remember. John, in 1 John 2:22, what is the mark of the Antichrist? He denies the Father and His Son. And if you're going to come to God, you will have to come by faith. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And today, they're putting Him and the Savior aside. You remember a few years ago, the Beatles said, we're more popular than Christ. Well, that's not true right now. It's very interesting how the Lord Jesus moved back into the spotlight, having been out so long. But this is a mark, you see, of Antichrist. And I'll not go into detail in this psalm again as we did when we were at Psalm 14. Now in verse 6, oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when God bringeth back the captivity of His people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Now, friends, I do not see that God is through with the nation Israel, unless you're going to just absolutely deny the inerrancy and the inspiration of Scripture. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of His people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. I'd like to see you get around that, my friend. And yet today, there are men that say they're believers. I noticed today that a great company of the amillennialists, I studied in an amillennial seminary. I think I know this crowd pretty well. They've spiritualized the book of Revelation. And to my judgment, to spiritualize is practically to deny the inspiration of Scripture. And here, you have to accept. That is, if you believe language, and I think even a child could understand what's being said here, that Zion means Zion, Jacob means Jacob, and Israel means Israel. And God means God. So we can't misunderstand it.